Carbon, frozen forever. I have a design. I have a pattern. I have a pattern for it. I'm sorry. This is different. This is simpler. See? It's simple. Okay, are we ready?
We need,
yeah.
I think Terry, you know that.
Terry's the person who asks questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good.
I love to answer. I wish I should have brought more. And there's some downstairs. We're going downstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, Carrie, whenever you introduce the concept, the elder and the program, and the date, the thing.
Fantastic. Yes, we have more than we can handle.
I was going to ask like what types of material you guys use. Do you use like grass or things?
Okay. Can I sit or stand? How well it be?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
And if you want to take the materials,
I don't want to pass in back of you.
Okay. And Edith, I think it would be helpful if it was your grandfather's name, if you could spell the name for me.
Kanakta?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. My grandfather, Kanakta, Q-I-N with a tail. A-Q-T-A-Q. They were both prominent bathing basket makers. I remember seeing a picture of my grandparents with a whole bunch of baskets like these. And these baskets are made from the whale, you know, where they filter their food, they call it the bending. And these whales are taken in April and September. And when they take those babies off from the whale, then they are divided. Sometimes you would be given the baby, and what you do is you split them all apart. They're one, you've probably seen one, where some of them are like long, really long, mm-hmm. And the smaller whales have the smaller baby. So you take the white part off from the baby. That's the Eskimo can, we call it the munchkin. It's really good. And sometimes it's put in the seal oil, spring oil. So you take all that we call it mama. You take it all off and you If you can, you soak the baby from the oil. And then after you do that, you're supposed to get pliable. It's supposed to get pliable. So you scrape it and clean off anything from the baby. And the, I guess you really need a lot of patience to, like, I remember seeing my dad taking slices from the baby, thin slices, and he would make them with his knife, make them thin. So it's right here. You could tell. Can you zoom in? These intricate little pieces are baleen. They make not strings, but they make them that small so they could weave them together. It's just so amazing how, like I said, it takes a lot of patience. It's a lot of work to do this. So that's how you slice a baby. And then the reason why I'm doing this, he was left-handed. I remember him using the knife and making it thin and pliable, and when that's all done, then he would start from the bottom, and then you weave it around. But before that, this would be ready. It's ivory from the walrus. They put holes on the ivory a long time ago before machinery. They would use those for the handmade tool where you could make holes on the ivory. And I'm pretty sure they have them here. I'm sorry, I should have asked for that.
There's a couple of upstairs on exhibit, so we can see them.
Okay. It's not electrical, it's not mechanical, it's all handmade, and they turn it around somehow, and that's how they make holes on the ivory. So, baleen and ivory from the walrus. That's how they make them. And it's a long process. It doesn't take overnight. It has to be intricate. You have to be careful. And it takes a while for... I can't remember how long it took our dad to make one, but I remember him doing it every day. We had to come. There were... Joe Satera, my cousin just told about him yesterday. He had four pages of people that wanted baleen baskets. That was like in the 60s, I think. So they were very popular, and he even made ones that were really huge, big, and the smaller it is, it goes around like $300, I think, for a small. But at that time, she said it was about $75, like a small one. But nowadays, with these, they're priceless. People are still making them at home, but this is... Now's the time to encourage our young people to know and find out how they can make babies. It's made out of ivory on the bottom and ivory on top. And you could tell they have these, they have that cover. And, oh, it just brings back good memories. The one that our dad made, he gave it to the child that was adopted from our family, Mary Ann, the oldest girl in our family. He gave it to her, and that was such a good gesture, I think, in our part, but she's the oldest girl. And so you could tell the different style. This is a little bit lower, and it's got a seal on it. And the intricate work that they do is just so amazing. And hopefully you have seen. I think, did I show you the baby from the farm? No? I think I have a picture. I have some pictures that has the baby on the hair. So this is just so precious. Like I said, my grandparents, Pingakdak and Kusha, they were very prominent, fast-food makers. And this one I really like. This is a polar bear with a seal in his mouth. And it's the same thing. It depends on the person. If they want to make the bottom smaller, that's okay. Or bigger, it's okay. And so this is ivory. This is just so beautiful. I don't see why anyone cannot make this. It's possible. So, any questions in reference to, yes?
You know how they make those white stripes?
These?
The white stripes, yeah, like on
the... Oh, the white stripes, they're already in the, on the baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's beautiful sometimes, the baleen would have that white on it, and it's gorgeous. It looks like northern lights on the baleen. So that's, but you can make it all black if you want, but there's those sukkaks, we call them sukkaks, baleen, they have that white spot on them.
Have you ever made
that? No,
you
haven't. I know of a lady, she was making them. Richard, Mary Jane Richard. She's younger than that. She did make them. So I think there's a book on how to make a basket. So you have to. Well, there's no restriction because I've seen some in the living room and it's just this way. And of course you would have your your valuables inside. But I do know some are in a case. What do they call that? In the living room. On a display.
Curios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nowadays they're collector's item. So some, these were sold long time ago because we could buy flour, tea, coffee in stores. We were established in Bell. So that's how they came about. Getting the sugar, flour, coffee, tea, anything that they can buy from them. Even cloth, I think that's it. They trade the weekly objects. Or either that a person would give them a check. But long time ago, they would trade like foxes. These, I know for a fact, I think they had made them, you know, they gave them money so that they would go. But I know foxes and wolverine skins, that I remember my dad gave me them for like flowers, food, coffee. So any more?
Does it matter what type of banding, like from a certain whale, is there a preference, or does it really matter?
It would be good to have one from your whale, but there's, you know, different, Levitt's crew, Akutu's crew, our crew, Narayak's crew, that would be, that's it. I've never thought about that, thank you. It never dawned on me. I think that basket our dad made, I would love to ask Mary Ann, I'm sorry, but I think it was made from our own whale. I remember he had one.
When were these baskets made again?
Pardon?
When were these baskets made?
One is, I saw a date, 1905, between 1905 and 1940. 1905, it was donated by Henry Walton. So, like I said, if they're from Barrow, they're either made by my, by our grandparents, or Kinoktuk was 0236, 0234. Anyway, it's in Spain, Basket, India, Barrow. So, my grandfather would have a emblem, a family mark. So my goal before I leave Fairbanks is to go through all the baskets. That's why I was looking under to see if that mark was Narayak. I mean, Kinoktuk. It was brought down from my grandfather to my dad. So that we have that family mark. Any property, that we have, the guns, the whaling guns, they have that mark. That's why I was checking to see if there was a family mark. Hopefully I will find somebody that, and I know for a fact that would be made by Kinoktuk. But there was a research and they had put down my grandfather's name on it. So these are made from Barrow by an India. So if you ever make your basket with your name on it, you can do it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean to be. That's why I don't like to be the backup.
Are there any other questions regarding the I think to clarify Carrie's question, Edith, she wanted to know if there's different types of whales that make better baskets than the bowhead. Is it just the bowhead whale or are there other?
The only one I know is the bowhead. Any whale that has that baby. Because common sense, it's too long, like 7 foot, and you don't know. You try and get something that, you know, something that you can handle. Because it's going to take a while for you to split that sailing and clean it out. So it takes a long time. But like I said, what I said was it would have been that's an excellent idea to make something from your, hair. So, but there's no specific trail except that we have the old head trail. We use the baby.
And then what did they soak it in? Just plain water or sea water or rainwater?
Natural water, no chemicals in it. Rainwater is really good, because I remember our parents used to store rainwater. I don't remember them using salt water. But I do remember they always had a drum of rainwater outside, and so they would use that to soak the baby.
And then when did they start making, I know you sort of hinted at when they started to make it from the water from water and change the stream or stuff, but did they make those in the past for the traditional Inca?
Corsets? A long time ago, 1700s, 1800s, when the ships came in, they took a lot of oil. And they had used the oil for something down there in Lower 48, and I remember reading upon it that they made them for corsets. So that was around late 1700s, 1800s.
But within the Inuka culture, did they do something with the baby before the...
Oh, you mean for any other... I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Maybe sleds. I remember reading up on it, and I think they have been sleds out of the
city. We have a couple of baby sleds in our collection. Like it's logging time.
Mm-hmm.
We have some like fishing nets. Little small pieces that they wove together to use as fishing nets. And for ice fishing, scoop the ice out of the hole. I think we have some upstairs.
So in my generation, the only thing that I know that I grew up with was that they had always made sailing baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious about seeing them, selecting them. And this is just so wonderful. It feels so good to be, to be here at this moment. This really good moment.
And so it's mostly a male kind of craft. Very few females.
Joseph Valuma, our dad, Marvin Peters, the ones that I can remember. Oreña. So it had always been, the man, but that doesn't mean we can't do it. It's a long process. But I do remember Oreña, was the last one. I remember. We can't let it go. And there's books out there, I remember seeing a book on how to make a painting that. So this would be a good project to give to our nephews, nieces, and you know what we can do. There's the Eskimo drum. You want me to go ahead and talk about what I'm doing? Okay. This one adopted me. Oh man, this is so good. I remember our mom used to have one, but not in ivory. Wow. This is awesome. This is a scraper donated by Robert and Margaret Laker. And it's from Barrow. It's got a question mark. So there's artwork on this. Beautiful. There's a polar bear and a dog sled, a guy on a dog sled, dog sled for the, and the one. This is just so beautiful. This is what we use to scrape the, to make this. The caribou would be like it would have a, you know, the whole skin, you would scrape it. Scrape. And it takes a while, and this is how it comes out. The caribou skin. So, I'm trying to remember our mom having one, and it was, it just fit perfect. This is perfect. It has adopted me. I'm sorry. See the polar bear and the duck team and the guy. This is just so, I wish I knew who had made it. It's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I remember in order for this to stay intact, they would put a piece of cloth, a flower cloth on it so that it won't, it would be firm. Isn't that awesome? Fantastic. Yes, this is a oh my gosh. Because I remember, I don't know where in the world they got this kind of a metal, but our dad would work on something like this and make it. I'm trying to think. I know in my generation, they used to use the shotgun shell. They would use the shotgun shells too for scraping. They would use those and put up the field. And I do not know where these metals came from, but they do sharpen metal. I remember our dad sharpening it. Like it has to be sharpened in order to scrape the caribou. This is a scraper. And it's just not for, it's not just for caribou, you can do that on a seal skin, on a wolf skin, on a wolverine skin.
It also helps stretch the skin out a little bit.
Uh-huh, yes. And before I get into the this is very delicate. I'm not going to handle it much. It's where you keep your needle. It's awesome, fantastic. They never had. I'm not going to take it out. I'm not even going to try. I remember mom using this kind. It's a handmade sealskin. So sometimes when you're sewing, you don't have that thimble. And mom would make a sealskin thimble. so that, because when you sew and you're using that needle, and it makes your fingers sensitive. So they use their ingenuity and made silkskin. They use as many, make as many as they can and, to fit their fingers. And so that's what it is. This one is used around here, around the finger area. But you can make some that fit your finger or several fingers if you want. So if you become a sewer or you're a sewer, you don't want to look for your needle, this is a good thing to do. They kept these needles in this. They could slide open them, see? And you could put your needles in there. At that time, needles were very, like, what do you call it? A prized treasure. They didn't have, like, these door trappers or something for you to go to the store and go for the needles. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, needles were scarce, and that's what they made you. That's how you keep track of your needles in here. And this is really nice. So
is it made of ivory?
Yes, ivory and much of skin. I mentioned earlier, it's made out of, and some are made out of bones. These are probably caribou marrow bones. Some are made out of ivory. This look like bone. And this is ivory. This is so nice. And this is, it's so thin. They even make those little designs. Art designs. And,
what is it called?
Miss Kojikawi. MIT, QUTIG with a dot on it. Miss Kojikawi. So if you turn in the pages, I'll make sure I got the correction. I mean, I'm getting out the other statement. It's put the column. It's where you keep your needle. And your things to protect your finger, your skin, your hand.
So is it like a sewing
kit? Sewing kit, yes. Sewing kit. So it is really important that you have that, and that you have this, and you have all your needles and scraper, and by the end of the day you have made these warm. This is the best sock in the whole wide world. It's made out of caribou. Oh man, I remember mom making these akibis. They're all made out of, you can tell you, it's all skin. Terrible skin. And that's what they use. I remember mom making a pair for our dad. You needed a lot of honey. Of course, these go inside the muffler. This muffler, hunting muffler, like body food. And also, they make mufflers out of caribou skin. on top with the on the bottom, and they're all handmade, and they use those for hunting also up inland, the caribou. One, and down at the ice on the water, ocean, we use the waterproof chocolate. So this is, I have a different pattern that I have tonight. I think it's only for slippers, but I can do this. Because I've seen mom so many times doing it. You see, it's all simple. You make a pattern like that and make it go up like a diamond up there. That's one piece, and two pieces like this. I'm sorry, there's one big piece, I'm sorry. There's one big piece like that for you. Sew it together on the back. But this is very simple, the way it was made. And the bottom, of course, is you make a footprint. I remember mom just letting dad put his feet down there and making a trace of the foot. So that's what they do. Nowadays they may come out of mouton, out of sheepskin, but they're really nice and warm. So I have patterns for slippers. I think they were made for slippers. But then I have little kids, like this little kids' boots patterns. You can come and see tonight. So this is all caribou skin. And this this is there for. Just from looking at it, it's probably in the 60s that this was made. You know, but if it was a long time ago, we would use silk skin for tying. But I think, is that they use this just to hang them up like that, to keep them up. It's not used to. Like in regular mufflers, we have those to tie around the muffler. Any questions so far?
Are they still used pretty frequently in Barrow?
The mouton, the lambskin, I haven't seen ones that are originally made by caribou, but I do know. They make them out of mouton, lambskin. They're still in use. They're really nice and warm. So it's very simple to make.
So what part of the caribou is that? Is it the tummy?
No.
The leg?
It's not the leg. It's the body. It's the body. Otherwise, you don't see the inside like this. That's the body. It's not from the leg. The legs are made for muffler. Yeah, this is the body, from the body.
What time of the year are they catching today?
What time of the year?
So the skin, like the real skin, like my tummy?
Summertime they're thin.
In the winter?
Yeah, I remember our parents getting some during the winter. And they would like, the skin would be thick.
This would be thick.
Yeah. Because catching a caribou, it's thin. The skin, the fur is very, so this is the winter. Yeah. Winter time.
So how would they keep those socks clean?
Clean? Not to get them wet, keep them in a cool place. But if you get them dirty, don't soak them in the water. That's not such a good idea. Don't wash them in the washing machine. If they get dirty, they're dirty forever. So common sense is keep them clean as much as you can. So there's an Eskimo drum. Oh my God. Oh man. The ARL. That's where. You could hear that? Woo, woo. That's beautiful. This means somebody made it and sold it to ARL. That's the Arctic Research Laboratory at home. ARL. That means it was over there for a while in Barrow. It's all tied up together. I was just sharing because some drums nowadays, they sound so different because the way they are made. There's a delicate way of making so that it would be a really good sounding drum. The best sounding drums are these. I'm pretty sure you know how to care for it. You're supposed to keep moist. This is so awesome. I haven't seen this in a long time. It's made out of caribou. It looks like caribou. Wow. Caribou stomach. And they make out of quail. Quail stomach, right in it. Because you really need to take really good care of a drum that, because if they're busted, they're busted. Mm. If they're too dry, they bust up and it's not. So somebody had a bamboo, and I was just thinking, this is the right kind of stick to. Because if you hear them, and the skins are the better sound, since the spiritual essence of our Eskimo dance, that's distinct from natural, from the caribou and the hair. Nowadays, it's not that I'm against it. The spiritual essence of our culture was that everything was made naturally from the animals. So, okay, everybody, I don't. Oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, man. I don't want to bust it in. Get a $3,000 fine.
And what can you buy?
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so nice. So, another item.
Wait. I hear what you
want. Oh, I'm sorry.
What would be the wood? The stick.
The wood. That would. I remember our dad looking for specific, he didn't say what kind, but some of them would, I know in Park Tori, they would look for some on the ocean by the beach or somewhere. Yeah, yeah, and make it. But this looks like, I don't think you use hardwood because it's heavy. This is just common wood for, I remember it has to be pliable and be able to be bendy. So it's, and some young person had bamboo, so it's different sound. So I highly recommend, sometimes a microphone. I highly recommend. real wood. They, I think they have them at the stores now where they use them for, I don't know, they sell them. And this is the right size. Make sure that it's like this, see? And the bigger the drum is, the longer you could make the stick. Any more questions on the drum? I wish I could, like, this is a drum. I love this drum. Can I?
I think that the singing's strong enough here, right?
I hate to break it, because it's a wolf scare. You could hear it.
I think you got room there. You guys don't want to get bashed. Put it over here in the corner.
This was very popular when we were, it's supposed to make noise. There you go. You hear it?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay? Are you okay? It's okay. It's okay. No, it can be fixed. I can fix it. Well, this is made out of, it looks like.
Don't
see it. Yeah, terrible.
Bailey
and terrible. Terrible. Mm-hmm. So, don't worry.
We'll fix it.
Yeah, it'll be fixed. But did you hear that? I can make it one. Really, I can.
Did you call it a toy when you first picked it up?
I don't know who started it, but I remember some kids would even make this and make money, selling them to the kids. I don't know who in the world made the idea of doing this. You know? And it's just amazing that it made that noise. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's what I wanted to do.
So what's the design on that?
This is Bailey's.
No, on the
Bailey. On
the
Bailey?
There's
some.
Etching.
Barrel Alaska and what do they call that? Rope?
Jump
rope. Jump rope.
What year is from? Is that from?
What year?
Does it say?
I'm pretty sure around 60s, because I remember seeing it. There's no year on it, but I do know that they were made in the 60s, 70s. So there's no name on the item.
So did you play with them?
Yes.
We did.
And they, that's what they say. I don't know whether they scared the wolves away. Maybe I never say anything. I won't scare. No comment, I just. Any questions? Yes.
How much would the kids sell that?
Oh, man. I think it was like $2 or $3. That was a lot of money a long time ago. Five at the max.
Did they make them out of wood too?
No, I've never seen a wolf still made out of wood. Only if my generation uses what I saw, and I haven't seen anybody make it out of wood. And how much time do we have?
15
more minutes. Were we supposed to go down upstairs? Just briefly, this is a ladle to get water. I don't want to handle it. It's really like a loud chemical. Very, very ancient. That's probably around 1600.
Does it work?
1700. Mm-hmm. That's a long time, I think. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So old. It looks like wood. Anyway, these items are a long time ago, especially before. I don't want to handle them. They're really like very old items. They use these to wow, jade. This is jade. This is fantastic. Yeah. Wow. This is awesome. They use these and pentacles.
Carve.
To make the sad house. Yeah, cut that ground. I'm not going to say anything that I do not know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything because these are very old. Way before hammer and all those things that in our generation we use them. So can we go? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me take a photo of you with the baskets.
Yeah. I want to.